And the discussion topic for this evening is determining whether you had a great year or not. What year did you have? And I want you this is a very practical advice that I want you to consider. Take a blank piece of paper. On the left-hand side, draw about 10 centimeters vertical line, top-bottom line, right? Make the plus sign at the top and make a minus sign at the bottom. And right in the middle of that line, you draw a horizontal line up until the end of the page. The horizontal line you then divide into 12 segments. And you've guessed it. Well, 11 because December is only starting. But you've guessed it. Those segments are the segments for each month, right? Then you write January, February, April, March, June, July, every day. Now on the top, when you've got the plus, you need to write something that was positive. Think about the month, whether it was a positive month, bad month. You were excited about going back to school, and you write on top, going back to school, started varsity, started a new job, whatever. Write everything at the top. Then write at the bottom the stuff which immediately came to mind when you think about the month, what was bad. Was it that you had to redo the school year? Was it that you didn't pass all your subjects in varsity and now you need to redo them? You're still at the job that you had. Whatever the case might be, you broke off your engagement or any case. Whatever it might be, you write that down in that month. For every single month, you write some bad stuff, you write some good stuff. The reason for that is hopefully, now it doesn't always work like that, but that's what I'm saying, hopefully, when you're done, listen, it's going to take you a couple of hours. Probably, if you do it properly, it's going to take you a couple of hours. Easily can take up to 2 to 3 hours. Have a look at the chart and see, do you have more plus items and less minus items, or do you have more minus items and less plus items? And the reason for that is how you determine, was it a good year or a bad year, right? If you have more items on the positive side of life, you've obviously had a good year. If you have more items on the minus side, you can obviously have a bad year. What is also cool about this segment is you can actually connect every single one. So you can draw a continuous line through every point that you've made. So you started at the plus and then at the plus and then you get down or whatever. And then if you do this once or twice here, well, not once or twice a year, every year or so, you will start noticing that it might be that in January, February, you feel down. You don't feel positive in that month. Then we know there's something in that time of year that we need to consider. It can be the slump that you've reached after December. It can be that Christmas time is gone. It can be that you miss your family. Whatever the case might be. There we can have a serious discussion after you've done those things. The other thing that you might notice is you would notice that the moment that something seriously bad happens, and it happens concurrently, in other words, it happens like in an annual way, immediately following that you might have a good thing. So you notice that for myself, I can tell you about what happens is because we stay in the Western Cape, southern part of the Western Cape, our winters are extremely long. So last night I was still wearing a jacket because it's cold at night. The moment the sun sets, it's cold. But in winter time, our days are very short. So like 7:30 in the morning, the sun is not up. I drop my sons off at school in pitch blackness because it's still night. Same happens. We've got about 10 hours daylight time, perhaps some months less, 9 hours, 10 hours daylight time, in which it's pitch black. Now, when I draw up this chart and have a look at my year, I can tell you that the month July, end of June, July, I almost always get depressed because of the lack of sunlight. Having this pitch blackness, darkness always around me, it's not good for my spirit, not good for my soul. I can feel it, so I know that it's coming. So when I know that bad things are coming, all my time for depression is coming, I can actually take precautions. So I can do stuff that will change my life in order for me to actually enjoy those bad times, or in order for me to change my perception of the bad times. So go set out to take the time, draw up your chart and see what it's like, see what your life is like, and see if there's seasons. Because we know in Ecclesiastes and all throughout the Bible, we read that there's a season for everything.